Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Caroline Lucas, Jacob Epstein, two professional young actors here before me. With nothing to say. In the WQED studio where you're both performing in the old Curiosity Shop with Pick Classic Theater. This is a great time for you guys, yeah?
Yeah.
I hope that you don't mind that we don't have our typical martinis here today. You need to grow into those. But instead we have Turner's Premium Iced Tea, a proud product of Penn Hills, Pennsylvania. It's very sweet. I never drink this, but that might get you through the show tonight. So please enjoy. The old Curiosity Shop. I'm curious. What is it about?
Well.
Little
Nell, and I'm portraying Little Nell, has a journey throughout the show, and the show pretty much follows her and her grandfather's journey. And her grandfather deals with a gambling addiction, and pretty much throughout the journey, they meet other people, and their story comes to life, and he plays Kit.
I do.
And Kit is my best friend.
Yeah. Oh,
who
cool.
Is show.
Very much in love with Little Nell, but... hopelessly in love.
Oh,
right.
How's that work out? Without spoiling too much about the show,
I think you should probably see the show.
Yeah,
I am. I'm seeing it tonight. As a matter of fact,
see the show.
But no, this is sort of iconic because I've heard over the years of the character of Little Nell or Little Nell from the country or something like that. But I've never actually seen this. It sounds a little dark.
Yeah, it definitely is, and surprisingly, it's not really about the old Curiosity Shop.
No.
I think Shop is referenced once or twice in the show.
Wow. Mm-hmm. But maybe it kind of compels you to be curious about what you're going to find there.
Those with
and
the
all
title.
These crazy characters that you meet are like eclectic objects on shelves.
Right,
something
exactly.
Like. I've never thought of it that way, but that's...
Neither have I until just 2 seconds ago.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
You want to take that, write that down? Go ahead. The bill is in the mail. But... a lot of people, I think, when they think of Charles Dickens, especially around this time of the year, it's Christmas Carol and all of that. How do you think that does it compare in any way to Christmas Carol? Are there some common themes, or is this something completely different for those that might be familiar with Dickens only through that Christmas story?
I think there are definitely some elements that are similar, and the original Christmas Carol, which, as our lovely director wants to put it, is very dark, and it is not very jolly and joyful as a lot of people see it nowadays, but
and full of song.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But they're both dark stories because they're written in like Victorian England, which was not a very happy place for a lot of people.
Christmas was like the only thing to celebrate.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And even
there wasn't much to celebrate with.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's true. Yeah,
yeah,
a lot of
so
people in poverty.
Exactly.
And one of the main forms of entertainment was reading pieces like this.
Right. Uh-huh.
And I read up on this one a little bit recently, and I think it was published in chapters, kind of, in one of Dickens' publications, and people were so engrossed in the story all throughout the world that I guess when the last chapter...
They were waiting.
Got on the boat came into the harbor in New York. People were there clamoring to wonder what happens to Little Nell.
Right.
And all I could think of is that's kind of like our modern day Harry Potter, how people were so fanatic about that.
Right.
And it's just funny to think that even back then, that's how it was.
Yeah, because I think it was just a thing that appeared in the newspaper, or maybe it was a magazine, and a story that people followed, kind of like a TV series, how people are so fascinated and intrigued by these series. It's the same thing.
So when you first read this script, what was your impression? I mean, were you just as compelled to see what happens at the end, reading it for the first time? What were your first impressions?
It's pretty... There's a lot of characters, and there are a lot of things going on, but the script moves towards the end very quickly. Things go in and out of each other very fast, and
right.
So it keeps you interested and compelled, and you want to know what's happening, and you want to keep checking up on these people that come in and out of the story. So it's compelling, and it makes you want to know what's going on.
So you'll come back after intermission.
Oh yeah. Right?
And in comparison to the book, the script moves a lot faster. The book's very good, and the script is very true to
the book. I hope the play moves faster than the book.
Yes.
I'm seeing it tonight, and I've got places to be tomorrow morning. Yeah. So
you wouldn't want a 500-page play, I don't think.
Right, well, but they're out
there. How much time do you have?
Well, I tell you what, if anybody can write one, though, it's Mr. Stanford, who's adapted this from Dickens and from I hear.
But it stays very true to the book.
Yeah.
Like, when I was reading the play after reading the book, it's like, whoa, that's the same exact words.
There are
words.
A few differences.
Yes. Come see it.
Yeah, if you would like
to. That's another curiosity that would be secret about.
If you love the book, there are some surprises, but I don't think that
it's
they
very
are.
True, too.
Yeah, I don't think they're for the worse.
Mm-hmm. So this is an early stop on your career journey. How has this experience working on this show maybe changed you or changed your approach or thoughts towards the craft of acting?
I've worked at PICT before in Oliver Twist, but that was 3 years ago. So I feel like this is like my first show, my first professional show as like a young adult. And so I'm kind of getting to understand like what's going into the rehearsal process and everything and what you have to do to get into, like, not get into character, but to find a character and to connect with it and be able to interact with other people on stage, because I feel that when you act, you need to react, and so I've been learning that more and more in this show, because you have to...
Acting is reacting.
Acting is reacting, and you need
somebody
to,
must have told you that or read it somewhere, right?
Never heard that one.
Never heard that one.
For me, this experience has really just been a learning experience, as with Jane Eyre. Because performing with these other actors and the other actors on stage, it really is just inspiring. Like, you learn so much just from the people around you. And it just makes me really appreciative of the craft and what they're doing. And more just inspires me to hopefully pursue this and see that it is possible.
Yeah.
And these people... So talented. Really
so cool. What would be, as you see it right now, with where you are right now, the ultimate achievement for each of you as an actor?
Stability.
Yeah, no kidding.
Stability and happiness.
Well, that's pretty good.
I mean, to be honest.
And it's pretty wise, too.
Yeah, I just want to be happy with what I'm doing. And
I was kind of expecting maybe like, fame, fortune.
well
fortune would be stability, right?
Yeah, see, stability is being able to support myself.
Yeah, doing something you love.
Doing something, exactly. And whether it's acting on stage or being on the other side of the table or writing, just being a part of the process and doing all parts of it is really my ultimate goal.
I would love to be able to do it as a profession. And, I just feel like I want to be able to do as many productions and things as I can that was very interesting how you said you wanted to be like not only just on the stage but also on maybe the other side of the table.
Yeah, for sure.
Doing something. I'm really, it's so much fun to do stuff like this and be with other people who are really, really, really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And they teach you so much. So we are not actors yet, but we are learning how to become actors.
Mm. And that's actually a big part of it. The people.
Yeah.
The people in theater are like unlike people you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
It's truly a family. It's so as corny as that sounds, like.
Oh, I know. That's why this is a great job, because I get to talk to them all the time. It's fascinating, you know.
People are so accepting and everybody has their quirks.
Oh yeah.
And it's so fun.
Well, what do you think makes a great actor? What do you think makes an actor great at what they do?
Listening. Just listening.
That's key.
You have to be able to... you want to serve the piece. So you don't do it for yourself, you do it for the collective piece of... Like, the production. So you don't act for your... Well, I guess you act for yourself necessarily, but you also want to interact with the people on stage so that it everything comes together. Because when you act, you are creating something for other people to enjoy.
Whatever happened to Little Nell is the tagline, and that's kind of the big secret. We can't.
Yes.
We have to see it to find that out.
That's right.
And Old Curiosity Shop will run through December 15th here at WQED Studios. So timely for the holiday season, it being Dickens, but it ain't no Christmas Carol.
No, it's not.
Much more curious than that. Very good. As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show.